This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 200 for Thursday, December 22nd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was modestly higher on Thursday, supported by a weaker Canadian dollar. Both Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil were lower this morning, while European rapeseed was mixed. Crude oil was lower as it was pulled down by a stronger U.S. greenback. The Canadian dollar was 0.3 of a U.S. cent lower than Wednesday's close. The January canola contract was up $4.60 per ton at $863.30, while the March canola contract was up $3.80 per ton at $861.20. In the U.S., corn and wheat struggled to find direction, while soybeans fell for the first time in 3 days. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 636,800 tons of corn were sold during the week ended December 15th, exceeding analysts' pre-reported predictions of 625,000 tons. U.S. corn exports were 958,700 tons, with the season's exports totaling 8.22 million. The European Commission reported corn imports at 13.5 million tons for the season as of December 18th, more than twice the amount from the previous year. The March corn contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.61. Soybeans took a tumble on Thursday. The USDA's weekly export sales report showed 736,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were sold for the week ended December 15th. This was down from 2.9 million tons from the previous week and lower than trade expectations. 1.99 million tons were exported from the U.S. to total 24.93 million for the season. 311,000 tons of soy meal were also sold that week for a total of 2.265 million this season, while 822 tons of soy oil were sold for a season's total of more than 31,000 tons. The January soybean contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.68, while the March soybean contract was also down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.72. USDA data showed that 334,200 tons of U.S. wheat were sold for the week ended December 15th, with much of the wheat being sent to unknown destinations. Export shipments for the week were 235,000 tons, for a yearly total of 10.24 million. Severe winter weather was expected to hit wheat growing areas of the U.S. today. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.62. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.66. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.22. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, December 22nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.